Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, this is nuts tonight. I, first of all, and secondly, this is probably the biggest turnout we've had yet. I don't know if there was some sort of leak about who the guests were, or if people are just, you know, more and more into it. We've got people sitting on the floor. None of them have name tags on, so you're sitting on the floor because you were the last people to arrive. Usually people in this row, oh, here we go, that'll be our players right over there. I like it, just so you guys know, just get here, you know, if you're super into it. The prizes are good, but let's not get crazy. It's not something to, like, you don't want to push or shove anybody over it. But if you get into this row right here, it makes it really easy for me. And I don't see any name tags in the other sections, so I think everybody figured it out. Because last time there were name tags all over the place. What does that say? I can't read that shit. Hey, notebook paper is here. Thanks for coming by, notebook paper. I even brought out the wrong piece of paper to read from. This is something I'm doing later tonight. I wrote down a bunch of stuff, and I left my bag backstage that has the prizes in it and the piece of paper. Oh, look at this. That was delivered by one of our surprise mystery guests, so that was exciting. Things just got down to the wire. We were backstage thinking we had a second, and then we didn't. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Doug Loves Movies is being taped in front of a live audience on June 8th, 2010. Lithgow Watch continues. He said he'd do it. His son said he would do it. Now I'm just waiting for him to do it. So if you know him, give him a shove in my direction. Because the year is almost half out, and I said I was going to get it done this year. I spent last weekend working with Aziz Ansari on his first stint, and probably not last, as the host of the MTV Movie Awards, and that was super fun. Yeah, applaud for that if you saw that. I'm going to try to get him on the show soon to talk about that. Here's my favorite. I didn't really get any jokes in per se. Like, it was more like, why don't you say BP is a bunch of assholes? And then he went, I think I'm going to say fuck you, BP. And I'm like, that sounds good. But here's my favorite rejected joke. I wanted him to say, Sex and the City 2 came out this summer, and so did every man who went to see it. See, now I think that would have got a big laugh, but Aziz is a nice guy who doesn't want to go after closeted gay dudes. Okay, so I know everyone's excited about the new logo contest. We said we'd announce a winner tonight, but there were so many great entries in the new logo for Doug Loves Movies, because it used to be I Love Movies, now it's Doug Loves Movies. The new logo contest, we came up with so many good ones that we've narrowed it down to 5 entries, and we want you guys to vote, you know, because today was the primary election day here in California. And so it's a good time for voting. I've got my I voted sticker on, don't I? Yeah, I do. The guy actually said to me, people just come for the sticker. And I'm like, you're right. I totally voted just to get a sticker that said I voted, because people would give me a hard time if I didn't. Let's look at the 5 that we've narrowed it down to that you guys will be able to vote on. There's one. Oh, my God. I love that one because it's like it's got a heart, but I look like I'm mad at it's like, I love movies, but I'm also mad about my love of movies makes me angry. And then the next one, this one's awesome because, you know, when it's on the internet, it'll be like this small little tiny popcorn box that says Doug Loves Movies, and it looks like it's got popcorn coming out of it. But then when you click on it to actually subscribe or something, then you'll see that all the pieces of popcorn are my faces. Little Doug heads popping out of there. So that's, I like that one. And then the next one is, that's like old school, like, I forget the name of the movie that did it first. I want to say man, what?
Anatomy of a Murder.
That's right. It was first Anatomy of a Murder, and then Clockers ripped it off
and now it's Doug Loves Movies ripping it off. It's like a dude all dead with popcorn. So I like that one, but that one might be a little too esoteric. Let's go to the next one, please. I like this one a lot. That just really like is just like, I'm stupid, what's this show about? Doug, oh, there's Doug, Loves Heart Movies Camera. Why is it called Doug Loves Cameras? Okay, and I think we're on the fifth one. Is the next one, maybe? Nah. For the listeners, this one says Doug Loves Movies DLM. The audience is guessing, and it looks like the old ILM ads. That would might be fun to use just to get sued by George Lucas. Just to have a beef with him. So those are the five. And if you go to DougLovesMovies.com, and there'll be somewhere on there, there'll be like a button that says vote, and it'll take you to a specialthing.com where you'll sign up to be a member of specialthing.com, which is not that invasive, and it's a good site. And then you can vote on which one of those you like the best. Or you can say, fuck it. I know what the show is, and I know how to listen to it. So I will find whatever new logo they choose and then get my business done. My guests tonight are, I have to say, some of my favorite comedic actors, and I think probably yours as well. Please welcome Tom Lennon, Andrew Daly, and a third person. That would have been so awesome if so-called third person had walked out and we just could have gotten on with it instead of having this whole, like, why is there an extra microphone for somebody that's not here?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, now, Tom, are you going to text him and see if you can arrest him that way? Like we've been saying, he's a totally nice guy. I don't want to drag his name through the mud.
Because it rhymes
M-U-D-D.
Some of the best people in the world have forgotten to come to this show.
Yeah, well, that brings us to you. It's kind of like a... It's like a weird, vicious cycle of weirdness that...
sorry, you can't see Andy Daly.
That now
I apologize.
I get Andy Daly.
This is above and beyond.
It's
really
okay. The listeners at home can't see any of us, so you don't have to worry about...
No, I think it's important.
Two or three people with shitty seats.
You need to have a mise-en-scene for
Tom
a podcast.
Tom Lennon, the nicest guy in show business...
It would be nice to have a mise-en-scene.
...moves into a really weird position.
That's okay, right?
It's going to be awkward for the whole show now. Oh, Andrew Daly is on the move. We've got a situation. This table is not going to hold you. He's a svelte man, but this table is clearly very weak.
I'm just a wisp of a man. This table can handle me.
All right, I guess I need to turn the other way then.
No, I think this is perfect.
We'll just let's pretend.
For those of you listening at home, how do we describe this?
We don't. We just let them listen to the language that's coming out of our faces.
I'm sitting on the table, cool teacher style.
I'm doing practice splits.
And I'm sitting at a desk with a microphone. I'm about to crumple up the script and throw it at the camera, Keith Olbermann style. Good night and good luck.
How long do I commit to this? That's the question now.
I think we can go for a while.
Forever.
All right.
Well, fuck it. Let me do it.
You should put that in one of your scripts. That's a good catchphrase. Fuck it. Let's do it. Do you want to do it or do you want to fuck it?
And the answer is both. When it comes to doing it, he fucks it.
He
in
wants
a world,
to fuck
a
it,
man,
she wants to do it.
A man who wasn't going to do it, then he fucked it. In a world.
No, you say it in the world at the beginning. You don't end with... You don't end with In a World. Although that would be the awesomest trailer if it ended In a World. Wait, what?
A guy fucked a thing he said.
In a world.
He set out to fuck it, but he might just do it.
In a world.
In a world.
Now, Tom,
Doug,
EW did a list of the greatest 100 characters of the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I read through it almost once. And
so you got
I was fucking shocked!
that I
do not see Lieutenant Jim Dangle as one of the fucking 100 greatest characters of the last 20 years. And also, Andy Daly, that character you played that one time.
That compliment,
why didn't that guy get on the list? Remember that guy I love that you did? Why isn't he on here? Fuck that
guy. I know,
that
guy was amazing. Oh, that's Entertainment Weekly? Fuck those guys. That's a conspiracy, Entertainment Weekly.
Was Reno 9-11, was it a...
Doug, I love that you always refer to it as September 11th. Every fucking time we come out here, your fucking pot-addled brain mentions the greatest tragedy of all time.
Was it... There's a lot of motion in the show tonight. It's like that weird accepted speech that P. Diddy, Jonah Hill, and that other guy did, where they just all switch places repeatedly.
Doug, you mentioned that Jim Dangle. Thank you. That was very nice.
Do you want to talk about it, or is it too soon?
This is news to me. This is news to me. I'm assuming. Well, let's hear a couple characters that beat me.
Oh, there's Screech.
Andy Daly.
What's
I'm just
Screech?
Guessing. I don't know if Screech is in there, but he's got to be, right?
Screech probably
number
has
34
to be in
is Cher from Clueless.
That's a great character.
The best.
It's no Jim Dangle. None of these characters even have great names like Jim.
Let's
Dangle.
Hear some.
Stewie Griffin.
Elmo.
Something Tom Cruise played. A guy, Christopher. One of Christopher Guest's characters. You can pick
The
any
bummer
of his
is I'm agreeing with a lot of these. Yeah.
They're great. That guy in Shawshank that sat around going, I will narrate this story.
My friend, Andy Dufresne. That guy's named Morgan Freeman, sir.
Number 53.
It was his birthday last
I'd like
week.
To say that Andy fought them off.
That movie had a happy ending, right?
They end up in Zihuatanejo.
But I couldn't shake that he was still anally raped for years.
Over and over and over and over and over and over again.
There's no way.
Apparently, it makes you a good digger.
You know what's a happy ending when you've been anally raped? When you've been anally raped multiple times, you know what the happy ending is?
What?
That it stops. It's kind of like the oil spill. Like, it's going to be such a happy ending when it stops.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the lady who hobbled James Caan in...
Kathy Bates. Not the hardest thing to look up.
Annie Wilkes was her name in the movie. She hobbled him and...
Oh, shit.
And I think I've said this before, but I'll say it again. That doing that to James Caan probably made a lot of people in Hollywood happy. Because he was kind of douchey, supposedly.
So they say.
And, you know, I'm sure SpongeBob is in here. iCarly has to be in here.
The character I played in Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah, what was his name?
Terry Bradshaw.
I don't believe that character had a name.
Wait a second. Oh, okay, so you didn't even know his name.
This is a fucking scattershot list.
Cosmo Kramer?
It goes Terry Bradshaw, Captain Jack Sparrow. What the fuck is the agenda of this list?
Well, they both wear the same... They look... You know, they have the same wardrobe.
Buffy's number 3.
Harry Potter, I agree
Harry
with.
Harry Potter, Homer Simpson,
Homer
number
Simpson,
one.
I agree
both.
With.
But
fuck,
they could
I agree
get you
all
in 2 through 100. They could have gotten in Jim Dangle.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Round of applause for that, everybody. Don't buy EW, just like you're already doing.
Number 99 is Prince of Persia. That's fucked up because nobody saw that.
That hadn't been out by the time they published that.
Now, Andy Daly.
Yes.
From Eastbound and Down. Great show.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you this the last time you didn't show up. Did you... That was going to be a movie first, and then they got the idea to change it into a TV show?
I heard you ask that of me the last time when I wasn't here, and I don't know.
You don't know the answer?
I don't know.
Clearly, if you were shooting it, when you're shooting something, do you know the difference between a TV show and a movie?
It feels the same until later.
I thought
later.
You were saying... No, it was always a TV show, but I don't know if they originally conceived of it as a movie.
They might have conceived it as a movie and then divided it up into... Because one interesting thing about the show is he kind of does something bad and maybe learns a lesson each episode, but not necessarily in a typical, normal act structure. Like,
you know,
it'll kind of end on like, kind of a weird moment sometimes.
Yeah. My understanding is they have a 3-season story arc... They have a 3-season story arc, so that'll be like a 3-act story. is kind of what they're thinking.
Now, seriously, there's a baby here tonight, you guys. But,
hey, baby.
But it's totally cool because it's from the cast of Babies. I invited all the cast of Babies. Mongolia blew me off. San Francisco blew me off. This baby came a lot further than San Francisco. It's Tom Lennon's baby.
That's my baby.
And what's your baby's name?
Give me a second.
Give me a second, so, Lennon.
It's on the tip of my tongue. My baby's name is Ollie. Ollie!
Ollie!
He did, he looked!
Aww.
Look at Daddy when he's funny at you.
What a sweetie pie.
Daddy loves you very much, despite everything you've seen.
And we'll see.
Hey, here's a show business tip, kid. When you get a little older, change your name to Oxenfree. That would be awesome. Oh, is right. You said it, Tom Lennon.
But speaking of Eastbound and Down,
yeah.
The theory of Eastbound and Down is shoot a season of Eastbound and Down.
Right.
Wait for the next Mayan calendar to pass.
Yeah.
Shoot another season of Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
Well, not only that.
That's basically the theory.
We shot the first episode, and then a year and a half later, we shot the second one. Of season one.
Of season one.
Of season one. Yeah. You can go back and watch, and the children are much older. Yeah.
That is a weird schedule.
Yeah. Kind of dumb.
Maybe it was supposed to be a movie, and you just quit after 30 minutes.
I believe that the funniest event in human history I've ever seen is you and the children applauding his self-closing trunk door on the Escalade that he bought. Yeah. It's literally the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, right.
I just sit and laugh about it sometimes.
I don't believe I was in that scene.
You're not?
No.
And I think we firmly established that that's not a movie, so I'd like to move on.
Why are we talking about it? You don't love that.
Let's talk about things that are movies.
Yeah.
What have you guys seen lately? Have you been to the cinema or watched a movie on a plane or DVD? Or
I'm trying to think of the last picture that I saw. As you noticed, I have a son.
Yeah, so that's a problem, isn't it, going to see movies?
Yeah, you have to go see baby movies.
Here's the weird thing. Because of my son, we went to see every Mommy and Me movie for like 8, 9, 10 months. Mm-hmm. The Vista Theater in Los Feliz, the Los Feliz 3 does a Mommy and Me, and they show every movie that they're showing. So my son's first movie was Bruno. Which I wanted him to see something where someone stuck their dick in a dustbuster.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted him to grow up on the classics like we did.
That happened in Flubber, if I recall.
Yeah, Flubber. Well, the very end of The Sound of Music is Captain Von Trapp just shoves his balls in a fucking lint roller.
That's not close enough, so you went to see
I wanted
Bruno.
A little harder, yeah. So we saw a lot of movies. We saw every movie like last year, and then it's tapered off a little bit.
Our kids started paying attention to the movies, and that's when we had to
stop
her to the, yeah.
But what about all the, I asked Jimmy Pardo about this. Like, I guess since you're used to a screaming baby, the whole thing is cool, or...
Yeah. Babies don't scream that much at the thing, yeah.
Well, how can you watch the movie? Like, what if it's a good movie? Doesn't it kind of ruin it? If it's something you don't really care that much about, it's like a diversion...
Yeah, I don't care about any movie.
Oh, okay.
It's actually fine. The babies tend to fall asleep, and then you watch the movie.
Have either of you seen the movie that you're in at a Mommy and Me movie?
No.
Because the babies would be like, oh, shit! Myself.
I know.
This movie's terrible.
This is what he does for a living.
Who's Dad's agent? How did Dad end up in Jonah Hex?
So because of the kids, you really haven't... You really haven't seen any movies then.
I saw The Hot Tub Time Machine.
I'm in it.
Are you in that?
I've
not seen it. But yes, I'm in it.
Oh, okay.
How do you... You saw it?
Andy,
fuck you. Seriously,
you're like,
we're very good friends. No, wait, fuck you. Time out.
Wait, let me guess what you were in it.
Fuck you.
I saw it.
Fuck
let me
you.
Guess.
Doug, fuck you. You're guessing who I am in it? The first...
Can I guess?
Fuck
were you rude to
the
somebody?
First just fucking
help
face.
Us out.
Yes, hey. I'm the first fucking face in the movie.
You were like,
a
pre-villain before the story
came. Oh, yeah, yes. The dog. You bring the dog. Yeah, you were good.
Fuck you, guys.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Did you have to
good friends of mine have seen a movie I'm in and they have no idea that I was in
it. Came out of the ass of a dog?
You know how hard it is to be in one movie?
You really expect us to notice you when somebody's pulling keys out of a dog's ass and tossing them to you?
It's almost fucking impossible to be in one film ever.
In fairness, you had a ridiculous wig on, right?
Also, in fairness, weren't you ashamed? Didn't you have that kind of like, don't look at me look or anything?
It just gets worse and worse for this poor
fucking guy.
But by the way, in fairness, I actually have not seen the film. I hear it's great.
It is. It really is.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, I hear.
Yeah.
But my friend who saw it drank Lazy Lemonade, which is the kind of lemonade that has marijuana laced in it.
I'm not familiar with that.
Doug? Have you heard of this? Or maybe there's other names for it. It's a prescription lemonade with marijuana in it.
Yeah, I haven't tried that.
And apparently it makes Hot Tub Time Machine perfect.
Yeah, the weed I was smoking made it about 75%.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, almost practically. The only thing I really hated was when one guy threw another guy keys with dog shit all over them.
Oh, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I was like, those are my friends, and I can't watch this moment. What did they use for dog shit?
Oh, yeah. It was practical.
Yeah.
I will say, just for fun, this is how the movie business works.
Here we go.
Be long.
Wow.
No.
We've only got
like 1 second
minutes.
Long. Which is like the head of the studio was there on the Let's Toss Tom the Dog Shit Keys. Craig Robinson tosses them to me. By the way, we improvised like hours of material. None of that's in the film. But then they called me and said, can we use the rights? Can we use all the stuff you improvised on the DVD? So apparently on the DVD there's a lot. But the head of the studio was there, and basically production stopped because the guy who kept tossing me the dog poop keys kept doing an okay job of it. But the head of the studio was like, I'd really love to see some dog poop splatter on Tom's face. So like when the keys go, and Tom, is there anything you can do? Can you grab them a little higher or harder? Can we make the poop sloopier? What can we do? So that was a couple hours went by where we did that.
Yeah. That came down from the top.
Yeah. And then, no, he was literally on set. And then two pretty good friends of mine saw the movie, didn't know I was in it.
But the movement of the shit was spot on.
It was fucking spot on.
I don't remember the shit hitting the face.
It probably, because it fucking, they boned it.
No, I remember you were in it.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Doug. Oh, you didn't say you remembered it yet.
I don't. Yeah, I knew it was you.
I just knew it was me. Fucking Doug, I was fucking 70 feet wide in front of your high face. And it didn't register
first
at all. Like, not even a little bit.
No, I knew it was you. I was like, this is going to be great. Oh, maybe it's going to involve keys and shit. Not so great.
That's the reboot we're doing.
But you know me in 17 again. I can't stop talking about how great you are in that.
I know, you are
very,
very nice.
And that's
not
sarcasm. Have you guys seen 17 again? Seriously, do yourself a favor. If you have to fast through everything that he's not in, go ahead. You won't understand what's happening. But the story won't make sense. But he's great in it.
I know, Doug. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Andy Daly is the guy at the TSA who's mean to all the other employees. I know you're a nice guy, and I thought, that guy's a jerk when I was watching the movie. So
good. Wait, what movie was that? She's Out of My League. Did you see that?
Hey, can I ask a question about this?
I'd like to know.
I saw the billboards with the scoring system for She's Out of My League.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the numbers were right.
No. They were way off. I gave T.J. Miller a really hard time about it.
I agree.
Were heard. He was given a 6, I think.
T.J. Miller was like a 6. And the fat guy got a 7.
Oh, well.
And then there's like a little guy, Trump guy.
And there's literally like
face.
A guy who's like in a Batman movie, he'd be Possum Man. And like, literally, he'd be the man who, like, he saw his parents ripped apart by possums and became a possum. And now he walks among us.
That is actually that actor's story.
Oh, in that case, I apologize. I didn't know. I just thought he was a dude who looked vaguely like what you'd call Possum Man. And he had like an 8.
I just want to be clear that if the third guest does show up, they should feel free to come up on the stage.
That you're delusional. They're not coming.
Oh, it's two people?
I didn't want to give away the gender.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, they.
They.
Uh-huh. No, it's a they. It's not a she or a he. It's a they. And that
it's
bus
both
broke
genders.
Down. All right. Well, that's cool. I just wanted to say it out loud in case anyone
it
was wondering.
It seemed like all of those numbers were wrong on the She's Out of My League poster. I mean, like, every... I looked at every number, and I was like, no.
There's, like, a cute girl
no.
on there that
Sixes,
got less
no.
than a 10.
Oh, there's, like, the cute brunette is, like, a 4.
No, really?
No, everything's fucking crazy. It's backwards, upside down day.
Did it keep you from seeing the
yes.
movie?
Well, yes, let me tell you, if you did see the movie, you'd see the delightful tale of people who won't stop talking about the 1 to 10 scale to the point where you're like, oh, okay, I thought this would be like, that's sort of the premise, and then everybody gets on with their lives. But they really discuss, you're probably one of the only characters that's in any scenes where that's not discussed.
They cut all my scenes where I talk about the 1 to 10 scale.
What do you do in the picture?
I'm a jerky boss.
I love that stuff.
Yeah,
but they're all wacky TSA employees, which is also like, could the timing be any better? I would imagine the next decade or two, we don't really want to see TSA employees that are like, hey, look at that girl. Hey, didn't that gun just get by you? So?
Yeah.
Like, there's that kind of comedy
in
there.
I think the TSA must have signed off on that portrayal of them.
They had to sign off on
it. Yeah, right? They got a great TSA.
Do that?
Yeah, you kind of can, actually.
But if you call it the TSA... Transportation Safety Administration?
Well, it depends. It depends if you're defaming them actively, which I guess you were.
In a way.
Oh, then there you go. No, then they didn't sign off.
Yeah, he waved his arms around a lot. He was quite active.
I've not seen that movie.
You haven't seen it?
It's definitely got some funny parts. I like you, and I like TJ, and that lead guy, Jay Baruchel, he's good.
Yeah.
But How to Train Your Dragon was better.
What's the dude who looks like a possum man?
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I know that guy's name. I know that guy's name. He was one of the two dudes with the Asian guy and Get Smart. They were like the, you know, goofy guys.
Haven't seen it.
He was also in another thing.
Haven't seen it.
He was in those commercials with David Spade where he'd always get hurt really bad, and then David Spade would go, what's in your wallet or whatever.
Is that Nate Torrance?
Yes.
Hot damn.
The only guy I can think of in movies with David Spade is Chris Farley. Oh, snap. Boo. Fuck you. I didn't say put Chris Farley in commercials. David Spade did. Fuck you for booing me. I boo you. Boo that you have pants on.
I'll agree with that. The audience should take their pants off. Yeah.
We're making eye contact for the next
guys.
2 hours.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you, but let's play the Leonard Maltin game. It's that time. People love it. It's like a craze throughout the nation.
I think I'm going to do great.
I want to tell you guys quickly what you're playing for. I decided to start a new thing that I'll probably forget to do next week. But I remember this week. The prizes are going to be from each of us are going to give you, contribute to the prize package. So it's personalized prizes. So from me, you're going to be getting the often mentioned Too Trunk to Dweet shirt that's available at DonkeyTees.com. And if you do... discount code movies, you get 20% off your whole order. And then Andy Daly brought a copy of his CD, Nine Sweaters. The acclaimed CD, Nine Sweaters.
Now that's a prize.
Yeah. So he brought a copy of that.
That's a CD that literally almost killed my father.
Yeah. That was the whole goal of the CD.
That's how good it is.
The next time I play it, it might actually do it.
It was targeted to your dad's heart. And that's available at astrecords.com. And then, Tom, what did you bring? Go ahead and show everybody.
I didn't know if we were supposed to bring something. Fuck.
That was not me for you
listening.
It's
okay.
That
crazy
Andy.
Microphone just got knocked over. We're good.
I brought a poster from a film that I was going to autograph to whoever wins it. But it's not necessarily like my proudest moment.
It's a screenplay you wrote with Robert Ben-Gurion?
Yeah. That's interesting that you know so much about it. Do you want to see what it is right now so people are excited?
Yeah, yeah.
Will they be excited?
Well, I want the winner to be like thrilled that they won because they know that they got this poster. Like just showing it to the audience, they're going to all be delighted.
There's going
to
be blood in the water. It's like a shark tank. this is a film that I wrote.
You wrote this movie and you stand by it 100%.
Thanks, Andy. I've also written some things that weren't dreadful, but this is a movie that Adam Carolla called pound for pound one of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah, but how much did it weigh?
Yeah, how could it weigh anything?
Wait till we see the cast. This is a film,
Dumbo Drop.
You know, I wish it was Operation Dumbo Drop.
Pacifier.
Doug, the pacifier made $200 million worldwide.
Just guessing which one it is after having seen it.
Doug, you saw it. Wait a second. So you saw the jokey one, and then you decided to take an
action. I was
going to
yell out all your movies. I was going
to
yell out everyone and keep getting it wrong.
Then you decided to take an actual shit on me instead of...
Taxi. That's a great movie. Taxi,
Pound for Pound is
a Taxi.
Wow, yeah.
Taxi. This is... and by the way, when you get down to the credits here, it says, I think pretty clearly... let's see, Anne Margaret... this is the, you know, it's always nice when you, Jimmy Fallon, I consider a friend, and then it's always nice when you, like, literally end someone in movies forever. like literally done. Like, never.
He rose never. Like a phoenix out of the ashes, though. He's doing great.
This is a screenplay by Robert Ben-Gurant, Thomas Lennon, and Jim Koof.
Oh, it was his fault.
Yeah.
That guy Koof, man. Koof, I swear.
Our fucking script got koofed.
That guy's always, like... I've never met the guy, but I know he's fucking... That's why they call it the fucking Khufu house.
He fucking koofed it up.
I see Luc Besson produced that. That's a surprise.
Oh, yeah. You hear it's very French, that movie, as in doesn't make any sense. Right? It was like The Fifth Element, but with Jimmy Fallon and Queen Latifah.
You know, weirdly, in our first draft, Queen Latifah was in that Fifth Element outfit. Here's the thing.
I couldn't find a Band-Aid, so I just wrapped this shit around my whole body. I don't know why I tried to attempt to.
You know what's interesting is Chris Tucker in that movie, and then he did more movies after that somehow.
Oh yeah,
that's
crazy.
That's insane.
Fifth Element is the classic example of a character that's a complete misfire in a movie people are still cool with, but everybody agrees.
Wait,
what the fuck is that doing in there?
Time out. Who's cool with the Fifth Element?
Well, I'm just saying, it plays on cable all the time, so people clearly
Gary Oldman's
like it.
Got the Gary crazy Oldman. Rabbit teeth.
I love Gary Oldman in that movie.
Did you bring me a carrot?
That movie is a
I love him in that movie, and I love any movie where Mila Hujovic. I love any movie where she does not speak English.
Doug, so, quick backstory of Taxi, the poster.
Oh my God, we have to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, fuck, never mind then.
He's not wrong.
No, it's amazing. I opened up the floodgates.
It's not really that amazing. Let's play the game.
Let's talk about that on the after show.
On the O channel?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
We drive
look,
from
look
here
for our
to
after
Oxygen
show on the O channel.
And we do this again. But cleaner.
All right, gentlemen, you've both played the game before. There's been some new wrinkles added, so I hope you can handle
just like
it.
Sex in the City 2.
Beautiful.
I'm a fucking friar sitting down here. I'm not just some dude who came to hang out and get shit on.
Are you in the Friars Club?
Andy Dale, I've been a friar for 16 years.
Oh, I never see you there. I'm not okay.
Doug.
Let's start with you, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to name a movie that is a sequel? In other words, a number two?
Yes, sir.
A movie with... do you want to just pick that category without
sequels.
Doing the other ones?
Yes, I do.
I love it. I love
time
it.
Is a
that
factor.
Decisiveness is very helpful. Would you like to do this from 89, 1970, or 1974?
89.
All right, and before we continue, I have to pick contestants... I almost forgot again. I always forget. Sarah, here in the right near next to me, who would you like to have play for you?
Tom Lennon, Lil Gary.
Tom Lennon, you're playing for Sarah. Don't forget, because I will. Laura, who would you like to have play for you? How about Andy Daly? Excellent choice.
I will let
bon
you down.
Bon, what's your name? Bean Bon?
Bon Bon.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Super Bon Bon.
Brandon, Super Bon Bon. I apologize bon I don't bon. Have three guests this week, but, you know, maybe someday you can murder the person who's supposed to be here. I didn't give anybody any ideas. All right. What year did you pick, Thomas Levin?
89,
and
sir.
Playing for Sarah. Keep your name tag out, Sarah. That's what they're for. So that the host knows who the fuck is being played for. You went 89?
89 sequels.
Here we go.
Can I close my eyes just to make it more dramatic?
If you want to. Leonard Maltin gave it a pretty legit 2 stars. I concur. It's from 1989. It's a sequel. And the first word he used is joyless.
That's the first word of his review. Joyless.
I was, in fact, joyless at the time.
And
fuck, joyless. Give me
11 names. 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I can name Thomas it in four.
Okay, now remember your baby is here, so
four.
You better not.
Okay, because it was going to be a dick. Three.
You know, he starts from the least significant.
Yes, I all know right. how it works,
all right.
sir.
These people are very significant. I'm looking at it, and you're. It's.
So I said, I'll go with four.
What happened to three?
Well, not all of them. So you say three names?
No, give him four.
No, no, poor Daly, Tom. You're competing with me.
You say. You say either name that movie in four names. Name that movie in four names. Names. Okay,
you name it in four names. Names.
Here we go. Here are your names. Elijah Wood. Casey Shemasko. James Tolkien. And Elizabeth Shue. Those are your four names. 1989. Two Stars from Len. Calls it Joyless. It's a sequel.
Lost
what
Boys
do you think
2.
It is?
Oh, no.
No, it's...
Elizabeth Shue.
He thinks he might know it. People in the
Daily
audience
knows
know it.
People in the audience. I'm sure they do.
They're not under pressure like you are.
Elijah Wood.
They're not wearing those
Elizabeth
shorts.
Elizabeth Shue. It was called
Joy... Like he still wears the shorts.
It was called... They're on underneath. It was...
Never nude.
It was called... It was called Joyless.
Oh, that would be a weird review to just use the same word from the title.
Okay, here we go.
It was a night before
Christmas.
No, here
we go. Was it? Oh, it's...
Is there a movie called that?
It's Gremlins 2.
Oh, excellent guess. Incorrect. Oh. I'll read the next names. Just jump in when you know it, anybody. Joe Flaherty, Charles Fleischer, Harry Walters Jr., Thomas F. Wilson, Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, back to the Michael J. Fox. Back to the Future 2. Joyless, frenetic follow-up to part one.
With an upside-down Crispin Glover, right?
A guy in Crispin Glover makeup.
Because he was not
he
available due to craziness.
Issues.
He likes to work on projects that have some joy.
This project's joyless.
Like Hot Tub Time Machine. Now him, I remember.
So good.
Haven't seen it.
Point, Andy Daly.
Haven't seen it.
I get a point for that?
Yes, Underdog gets to pick
again. For the
dude
in the back yelling Back to the Future 2?
He didn't get nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't win.
Gets bragging rights within half of his row.
Let's pick from these categories. Tom Lennon gets to pick again. He's the underdog. One more point and you win, Andrew. Yeah, it's a fast game.
That's incredible.
God, I hope it's Underdog.
You know, I have to keep this game tight because sometimes people pull out a poster and talk about it for 10 minutes.
My album is 2 hours long and I didn't say a word about it.
Are there more sweaters that we can buy in some sort of bonus edition?
Bonus sweaters.
They're like 13 and 14 sweaters.
Not a bad idea.
Okay,
that's
Tom.
A joke for nobody.
TL, pick from these categories.
Yo.
Movies that take place in San Francisco.
Yep.
Tear jerkers.
Yep.
Movies that feature Star Wars alumni.
Yep. San Francisco.
Which one would you
San Francisco,
like?
Sure. Okay. Sir.
You got it.
Yeah.
How about 92, 77, or 93?
77.
Here we go.
I know it already.
So do I.
All right.
Let's go off of no clues.
Yep.
All right, so...
Dirty
now,
Harry.
Here's what we do.
No. What's up, Doc?
No. 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 Things are being thrown. Shit is falling down everywhere. This is why you have to come see the show live. This is why 40,000 listeners are stupid. And 122 people are the smartest people alive. Because they got to see what happened. I closed my eyes. I missed it.
Oh, damn it.
I saw violence coming and I was just like, closed my eyes and just said to myself over
it was actually fairly upbeat. For two Irish guys?
So what happened? Did we finish the game or do we...
Wait, did anyone win that?
Nobody won that. You both said titles that aren't right.
Are you kidding me?
So what's an actual clue?
So maybe you do need some clues.
What's an actual clue?
Let's actually play the game.
Let's play.
Wow.
Okay.
Let's try it. I'm weird. I'm like the stoner stickler.
If you really want to pin these butterflies down, that's fine.
I do want to pin you down. Okay.
You know that the Amityville Horror House is for sale for real, right?
You know, once you get used to the flies, it's not bad.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was thinking about it.
There's a nice view. You can be like, oh, there's flies on me, but look at that water.
It's very reasonably priced.
Donald Sutherland still lives there.
You get used to the blood coming out of the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like kind of fun to invite people over and go, maybe blood will come out of the walls. 1977 is the year.
Yep.
2.5 stars from Lynn. Not fair.
2.5.
It's a classic,
amazing,
in my opinion. Maybe 3 stars.
Okay.
Let's not get nuts. Affectionate, well-made, but uneven. It's how he starts off his review. It's 94 minutes long.
It's a short
film. And there
film.
Are 10 names. We start the bidding with Tom Lennon. From 1977.
Five.
This is a movie that takes place in San Francisco.
Yes. Five.
AD, what do you say?
I can't name it in 4, but I'll say that I can.
Oh, I like that approach.
Yeah.
Just lob it over to him and see what he does with it.
Right on.
Tom?
Oh, fuck it. Yeah, sure. 3.
Turns out what he does with it is the thing that probably he shouldn't have done with it.
What happens?
Are you teaching that baby to talk?
No.
Maybe the mother should
be in
charge.
We have a dude for that. We have a French guy who does that.
Luc Besson?
Luc Besson comes by?
Oh, baby.
I want to put you in Sunday by Gautier.
Okay, so you're going to name it in 3? I mean, Andrew, would you like to name it in 2 or tell Tom to name it in 3?
I can't name it in 2, but I'll say I can.
The most
there's no jail after this show. It's like,
nothing happens. It literally is a world with no repercussions.
Laura or Sarah gives you a stink eye for life.
And you have to keep your poster.
Oh. By the way, Andy Daly, some people would argue that is already my punishment.
That's a good point. The loser gets
the poster. I have to be me every night and day.
All right, so do you want Andrew to guess it in 2, or do you think he could do it in 1?
Oh, fuck. No, of course I can't do it in 1. The movie from 1977 that was described as what?
Here, use that to sign that shitty poster.
But I don't know who it's...
I don't know who it's to.
Yeah, you will in a second. It's going to be Laura or Sarah. Just start at the top of the letter.
It's not how I work. It's not how I work when I write things like taxi. Or
all right, we gotta go. So that means, are you saying
Andy Daly is supposed to do it now?
Names?
I thought he was going
two
to.
Names? Okay, here we go.
Andrew I'm gonna Daly. Get it in 2.
You get 2 names. Affectionate, well made, but uneven. 94 minutes long. 2.5 stars from Len. I disagree. I give it 3. The names are Charlie Callis.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that guy. He made noises all the time. And Jack Riley.
Sweaters are ticking away.
I've got 2 equally bad guesses.
Oh, well, you should pick one. Because the first one out of your mouth, that's what we're
going
to take.
Going bananas.
Oh. Those guys both seem like they'd be in something called Going Bananas. Who else was in Going Bananas?
I had the poster.
Do you have any idea?
No,
oh,
I don't know. I did have the poster of that movie.
All right. That's incorrect. Does anybody know it? It's incorrect. It's the other names are Murphy Dunn, Howard Morris, Ron Carey, Dick Van Patten, Harvey Korman,
Hotline Cold Leachman, Feet. No, fuck it.
Cloris Leachman, Madeline Kahn, and the great Mel Brooks.
Blazing Saddles.
High Anxiety.
No, Blazing Saddles.
Here's your paper. Oh, okay. Here's your paper. Yeah.
Okay, it's Blazing
here's your
Saddles.
Paper. Here's your paper. Here's your paper. Yeah, yeah.
So now you each have a point. We have to finish this up. Let's do
all
it.
Right.
Here we go.
Great.
Since you just lost the point, Mr. Daly, you get to pick.
Oh,
let's
great.
Go with, would you like to do movies that take place in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Sequels, number 2s, or movies that feature Mr. John Lithgow, future guest?
Oh. I'll take Lithgow. His father was a college professor of mine. I have an in.
Well, yeah, make some calls. I'm trying to get him. Mm-hmm. Would you like this to be from 2002, 1982, or 1983?
Jeez. How do you choose between 82 and 83?
Or 2002?
Yeah. 2002.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to put that in your head like that. 2 stars. I don't give a shit what he gives it. Doesn't matter to me one way or the other. I think I saw it. It's from 2002. Here's your clue. Kevin Kline is unbilled.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a freebie
name.
That's
a great clue.
Kevin Kline is unbilled in this movie from 2002. And Len gives it 2 stars, and you get 13 names.
I can get it in 13 names.
Tom Lennon.
3.
3 names. Balls out play 3. From Dangle. And my chair is broken. Andrew, hurry. We got to wrap it up.
2.
Oh, shit.
Andy Day, we named that thing.
Name that movie. Oh, here we go. Man. It all comes down to this. If you get it right, you win. Sarah
John
wins.
Lithgow, 2002. Wrong, Kevin Kline is unbilled.
I don't know what he
passes
in it.
On so many movies. They
probably
call him
just
Kevin
walked
Decline.
By or something.
They do.
2 stars, 2002. Your, how many names? 2?
Yep, deuce.
Leslie Mann, the lovely
yep.
Mrs. Judd Apatow.
Yep.
And George Murdoch, the first Mrs. Judd Apatow. I don't know who George Murdoch is, but Leslie Mann had a 13th build size role in this movie from 2002.
2002,
Going
A Space
bananas.
No, that's incorrect. Lily Tomlin, Chevy Chase, Dana Ivey, Gary Marshall, somebody got in the audience, Jane Addams, Harold Ramis, John Lithgow, Skylar Fisk, Catherine O'Hara, Jack Black, and Colin Hanks. It was called Orange County.
I still don't know it.
It was the pilot for the TV series.
Oh.
They recast Jack Black and Colin Hanks as two pretty boys. No, I don't know.
He had oranges in his eyeballs
it was
and
a
mouth
fun movie.
On the poster, yeah.
There's a scene in the movie where the girl, Skylar Fisk, who is Carrie... what's her name's daughter?
Fisher?
Carrie Fisk?
No.
Carrie and the Hendersons? I don't know who
she played Carrie. Sissy Spacek. She's Sissy Spacek's daughter, and there's one scene in the movie where a dog bites her on the nose, and that really happened, and they left it in the movie. So if you're watching Orange County, that's fun. All right, so do you guys have anything to plug? We got to wrap it up. Do you have anything that you want to plug? Our winner, of course, is Sarah. No, right? You had Andy Daly?
No.
No, she bet me, and I won.
Okay, whatever
Didn't
you
I
say.
Win? What the
yeah,
fuck
yeah. happened?
Yay for Tom Lennon. He won. And so, yeah, Sarah, you win the fabulous prize package. Write Sarah on that poster if you don't mind, sir. And Laura, who would you like me to call a shithead? You think about it. I'll say who I want to say, unless you yell something out at me. Who? Oh, okay. Every week that guy wins. You guys have anything you want to plug?
No.
No? Just look for you?
Fucking peace.
Just keep an eye out?
Then I'll plug war.
Go see babies.
No, just take the other side of it. Point. We're going to have to agree to disagree. The movie Babies.
I'm doing the
and
movie.
Peace and I'm, war.
Okay. Plugging all those things. I'm doing the Benson Interruption Monday, June 14th at Largo in L.A. at 9 o'clock. Special guests include Chris Hardwick, Sarah Silverman, Paul Scheer, and more. Yeah, more is going to be there. I'm going to be at the Helium Comedy Club in Philly with Graham Elwood, June 17th through 19th, 2010. And I'll be at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky, June 24th through 26th.
That's so far off Broadway, it's not even funny.
And yeah, it's way
to
off
New Yorkers.
Broadway.
That's very confusing.
It's all the way in Lexington, Kentucky. Please, another round of applause for my guest, Thomas Lennon, one of the greatest 100 characters according to EW, and Andrew Daly. He's in the Maxim Hot 100. And just like this week, it happened again this week. Just like last week, I meant to say, Glenn Beck is a shithead.